Well, hey there, cutie. It's good to see you again. I have to be honest, after the absolutely wild message I left you, I was surprised you called. It's not every day that I decide to call up a dude out of nowhere and masturbate on his voicemail, but I'm glad you called me back and agreed to meet me here. And, I think it's really cute that you waited in the biography aisle. Right about here is where I first saw you, so. I know you dig biographies, but this time I'm gonna drag you around the bookstore with me. I feel like you can tell a lot about a person by their favorite books, and I want to share some of mine with you. Give me your hand. First stop on my book tour is right here. Yes. Horror. I know it's a cliche for a chick in combat boots and ripped jeans to be into horror novels, but if you haven't read John Saul's Suffer the Children or Dean Koontz's Watchers, then you're missing out. I mean, no disrespect to Lovecraft and Poe. We love the great granddaddies of horror in this house, but you've got to give it up for modern horror. Okay, modern-ish. Next stop, graphic novels. Number one, and I am a living cliche right now, Tank Girl. You can't seriously stand in front of me and tell me the art and the story aren't totally kick-ass, because I won't believe you. Not to mention, Jamie Hewlett also drew gorillas. His art style is so cool. And don't get me started on the absolute masterpiece that is the 1995 movie starring Lori Petty, because we'll be here all day. Oh, number two, Lock and Key. It's one of my favorites because I'm obsessed with the idea of being able to unlock someone's mind and go inside it, see all their secret thoughts. I wonder what kind of secret thoughts you've been having since I left you that voicemail. The next stop on our tour is probably going to surprise you. Yep. Romance novels. And I swear to God, if you laugh, I'll kick your ass, nerdy boy. It's not so much the damsels in distress, oil tycoon stuff that interests me, though. It's stuff like this. See how the guy on the cover is totally in his bliss, and she's the one in control? Guiding him. Teaching him how to please her. Which makes them both feel good. Yeah. Do you want to kiss me? I think you do. I think you're holding that book very strategically in front of you because being around me makes you hard. The same way being around you makes me wet. I say we pay for these books and get the hell out of here. There's a really cool super secret place where we can have some privacy. Nearby, very exclusive. It's my place. I live upstairs. So, you want to come up for coffee? Yeah? Okay. To the checkout nerd. I've lived above this place for a couple years now. I love it. It's quiet and cozy, and it's the best place to scope out cute, nerdy guys. Oh, yeah. The shy, sweet, bookish type is so my jam. See, I saw this totally cute guy there a few weeks ago, overheard him giving the cashier his number, and decided to leave him a very special message. Most people think by looking at me that I'd rather hang out around a bar or something, like I'm into punk dudes. I mean, they're cool and all, but I gotta say, there's just something about a guy who reads. A guy who's maybe not exactly forward. A guy like you. Oh, you look a little nervous, sweetheart. A little bashful. You look like what you need is a girl like me to give you what you're craving. Sit down on the couch. Lean back. I'm just gonna straddle you. Fuck. You taste even better than I imagined. I'm gonna kiss my way down your throat. Grind my hips like this so I can feel your cock pressing into me. Put your hands on my tits. Yeah. Squeeze them through my shirt. Roll them under your thumbs. I didn't wear a bra for our date because thinking about meeting you after telling you all the filthy things I wanted you to do to me made me so horny. Fuck. Yes, harder. I love the way my nipples tingle and ache when you squeeze them like that. I'm rubbing myself against you and licking your neck. Oh, you don't know what you do to me. Here. I need to feel your tongue on my skin. Your teeth on my nipples. Fuck. When you suck my whole nipple into your mouth and get it all warm and wet, and then blow cool air across it, it feels so fucking good. Better than I ever imagined. Stay there. I'm gonna get rid of my pants. I'm gonna get up on the couch like this. Stand right in front of your face. And you're gonna lick my pussy. Tilt your head back. Fuck yes. Can you smell my arousal? Can you smell how much I want to feel your tongue dipping into the soft, wet heat of my cunt? Lick it. Just on the outside. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck yes. Part my lips. Slide your tongue along my slit. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, your tongue feels so fucking good. Fuck, that's better than I could have imagined. When I was fucking myself thinking about you, I wanted to feel this. Feel you. Grab my ass. Fuck. I feel so good to have your hands and tongue on me. Oh, that's it. Swirl your tongue around my sensitive clit. You want to make me come on your face? Push your thumb in my ass. Fuck. So good. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh, my legs are gonna give out. Oh, it tastes good on your tongue. I'm nowhere near done with you yet. You must be painfully hard right now. Oh, holy shit, you're... Fuck. I need you inside me. I can't wait, but I need to taste your cock first, just for a second. Just to get you all wet, so you can slide into my pussy. Oh, fuck, you taste so good. Okay. I need you to fuck me. Okay. Let me just sing down. Throat and squeeze. Oh, fuck yes. It always makes me come so hard. I want to come around your cock. You're getting into me so good. You're giving it to me so fucking good. Just before I come, I need you to squeeze a bit harder. It's gonna feel so good. Oh, you're gonna feel my pussy grip you like a vice. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Like I told you on the phone. Oh, I want you to come in my ass. Here. Let me get on all fours. You can fuck my ass and pull my hair. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck. Pull my head back while you fuck me. Fill me up. Fill my fucking ass up with your cum. Give it to me. I wanna be your dirty girl. Fuck. You feel so amazing. Come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me. Fuck. 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 Fucking hell. Dude, that was... hell yeah. Way better than I imagined. You kidding? I'm start leaving you voicemails every day if you come over and fuck me like this. Rough and slutty. Just the way I like it. I If you think about it, it's kind of like we started a slutty little book club. Oh, God, no. I'm not moving. I'm pulling this throw blanket over us and taking a nap here. And, when I wake up, I'm gonna fuck you again, so be ready.